The nonprofit at the center of the BC housing nepotism scandal is now the subject of a federal review. Atira Women's Resource Society CEO Janice Abbott, who is married to former BC Housing CEO Shane Ramsey, was appointed to the board of Canada Mortgage and Housing Corp. CMHC, in 2020 for a three-year term. Ramsey announced August 2 that he would retire from BC Housing on September 6. That was also the day that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced a $1.4 billion CMHC loan to Senec, the Squamish Nation tower development around the south end of the Burrard Bridge. 3 weeks later, on September 27, Ramsey was announced as the executive vice president of Squamish Nation-owned Enchiké Development. A Tuesday statement from the Office of the Minister of Housing and Diversity and Inclusion said the CMHC board is not involved in awarding national housing strategy funding. However, as a precautionary measure, Minister Ahmed Hussein has already directed CMHC to review ATIRA. Minister Hussein will also be asking the chair of the CMHC Board of Directors to look into this to ensure all rules were followed by CMHC board members at all times. A statement released late Monday night by the ATIRA Board of Directors said it remains confident that its CEO and senior management will guide the organization through these challenges and make required improvements to ATIRA's operations and administration. Squamish Nation Council Chair Kelsillam did not respond to questions about the council's reaction to Monday's BC Housing report and whether Ramsey has the nation's confidence. ATIRA's board includes two BC Hydro executives, Corporate Secretary Amy McCallion and CFO Advisor Taha Rizwan. Neither has responded for comment. Squamish Nation spokesperson Mark Riddell referred questions to Enchiké, but its CEO, Mindy White, has not yet responded. Enchiké's chair is Joy McPhail, the former NDP leader who chairs BC Ferries. The Ernst & Young report for the Office of the Comptroller General found Ramsey subverted conflict of interest rules and shifted contracts and funding to ATIRA without a competitive process. Ramsey had agreed in writing in 2010 to a conflict of interest protocol to manage the business side of his relationship with Abbott. Since 2019, ATIRA's funding outpaced other agencies, culminating in 2022 when it received $35 million more than the next biggest funding recipient. BC Housing's financial reviews of ATIRA have been substantially delayed, the report said. The most recently completed financial review was for fiscal year 2020, which was finalized in August 2022. The report also said that Ramsey modified meeting minutes and routinely deleted text messages, despite explicit instructions from the Office of the Comptroller General to preserve records. Twitter.com/BobMackin